Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samech Tes. We left off in daf Samech Chesam Beis, the last two words of the page on daf Samech Chesam Beis Ibailuhu. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Alea Shalom, as well as by the Gross family, Lizecher Nishmas, Chana Leah Bas Moshe Tzvi, Ramoshe Yehuda Ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leah Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayahu, the Nisham Shavna Leah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to do today is the last discussion we had yesterday was about what happens if a mouse falls into a barrel of beer and whether the mouse ossers that beer or not. And we came to a halacha conclusion about the mouse in the beer that Rav had ossered it, and we weren't sure whether he holds no sin tam of kam as osser or he holds no sin tam of kam as mutter, but he holds this that a mouse doesn't give a tam of kam, it gives a tam of shvach. So today we're going to start with the discussion of what if a mouse doesn't fall into beer, but it falls into vinegar? Does that differ in any way? And what exactly is the shear in order to be mevatel the mouse? Then the Mishnah on Samech Tes Amud Aleph talks about how long wine can be left with an akum and still be kosher. You could still presume that he didn't do anything with it. And we're going to have a machlokes that appears three different times in the Mishnah, in three different cases in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to discuss what about when you leave taharos with someone who, if he were to touch the taros, it would be metame them. So how long can you leave taros with an Amah Aretz and still assume that they are tahar? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to get back to why it is that the Mishnah tells us this machlokas about how long you're allowed to leave the yayin with a nachri without assuming that he tampered with it, why it has to tell it to us in three different cases. It's the same machlokas. It just happens to us. If you leave it him on the road, you leave it with him on a boat, you leave it with him in a store. Why do you have to tell me all of these different cases? It's the same basic machlokas. And then the Gemara is going to discuss what type of seal the Mishnah assumes that the barrel had when it has this this machlokas. And then the last discussion of the daf is going to be how we paskin in the machlokas about the length of time that the nachri can be left alone with the wine. So let's begin again. We're at ibayiluhu on the last two words of the page on daf Samech Chesam Beis. And to remind ourselves, we said yesterday that if an achbar falls into beer, we know that Rav assered the beer, but we weren't sure why Rav assered the beer. It could be that he holds Nosin Tam Lefkam is Osir, that he holds that there is no heter called Nosin Tam Lefkam, or it could be that he holds Nosin Tam Lefkam is Mutter, but an achbar in beer is Nosin Tam Leshvach. It doesn't give a Tam Lefkam. So now they raise the following Shaila. What if the achbar didn't fall into beer, it fell into vinegar? Does the vinegar become Osir since it absorbs the Tam of the achbar, or do we say no, that the Tam of the achbar is a Tam Pagum, and therefore it's not going to be a problem? Now the Svara to Aser it, even if it is a Tam Pagum, is because it could be that vinegar has such a strong taste to it that the mouse doesn't have the capability of being Pogame the Tam. It's too strong to overcome. So Amar Lei Ravil Ravashi Havu Uvda Be Rav Kana. There was such a story that happened by Rav Kana that they found a mouse in the vinegar, va'asa Rav Kana, and Rav Kana prohibited the vinegar. So you see that even an achbar into vinegar will asr the vinegar, that's not considered no sin tam lifkam. So Amalei Rav Ashi said to Rav Hillel, you cannot be poshate from that psak, you cannot be poshate the safek, because it's not because the achbar had given off tam into the vinegar. No, in that case it was much worse. Hahu imartute imartet. That case, the achbar itself disintegrated, fell to pieces, and there were teeny tiny pieces of the achbar all over the vinegar. So that's not a violation of tam of the achbar. Tam of the achbar is if the achbar were in the vinegar for some time, you found it, you said, oh my gosh, and you pull the achbar out, but it was in there for long enough that it could have given tam, but the mamashus of the achbar is not there. This case is that the achbar fell to pieces, it disintegrated into a bunch of little pieces, the mamashus is there. So even though it's very tiny pieces of mamashus of the achbar, the way Rashi learns over here, the yisr of achilus ratzim is even if it's the size of a ka'adasha, even if it's a very tiny piece. So Rav Kana asers because of a chashash, so that when you drink this vinegar, you're going to be swallowing mamashus of the achbar. So you can't prove anything over here about tam. The Ran raises a question on Rashi that he says, oh, and because a sheret is shiuru bekadasha, even by shari surim that have a shiur of a kazayis, there is a principle called chatzi shir asr min haTorah. So why does it matter that the shir is bekadasha? Any amount of mamashus should be a problem. Furthermore, he says, why does Rav Kahana asr it? You could just strain it, just put it through a strainer, and all the mamashus is going to, you know, will come out of the strainer, and then you'll invite to be back to the issue of tam. And when it comes to tam, nosin tam lufkam is going to be mutter. So the Binyan Shlomo, he's a miyashiv the kashas. He says that Rashi says shiur b'kadash has an extra chiddush that there's even nisr malkus over here, meaning eino chinami. Even if it were not shiur b'kadash, it would still be aser because of chatzi shiur aser min haTorah. But the point is over here that it's even worse that you get malkus. You could strain it. Yeah, we're talking about that you didn't strain it. And if you didn't strain it, then it's going to be usher. It could be that it's difficult to strain it out. So says the Gemara, Ravina sabr l'sheurei b'mei avachad. Ravina thought that if a mouse falls into vinegar, we should look for bittul in a 100-to-1 ratio, and only then can we be matir the vinegar. Meaning, Ravina assumes that an achbar gives more tam into chometz than a typical taroves. Normally, in a typical taroves, there's bittul b'shishim, but he thought that an achbar gives a stronger flavor than a regular taroves. Now we don't fully know if he holds that the tam of the achbar is pagum, but because of the charifus of the chometz, it's not going to be nifkam, and the tam is nicker even in a larger amount. Or he holds that the tam of the achbar is a tam l'shvach, and it's just in chometz, it's even more mashbiach, and therefore you need a larger amount. The nafkamina would be, what if it was an achbar in Shechar, which doesn't have such a tam chazak, that according to the first sad, it would be completely mutter because it's nifkam from the achbar. But according to the second sad, it would still be shishim like any other iser in the Torah. So, okay, but at least Ravina's telling us that when an achbar falls into vinegar, you're going to need a 100-to-1 ratio. So Amar, he explained himself, why do you need a 100-to-1 ratio? Lo gara mi truma, it should be no, the iser should be no more chamur than the shear of that you need to be mevatel truma, which is a 100-to-1 ratio. Ditnan, because we learn in Mesechas Trumos, truma ola be'echnumeya. To be mevatel truma, you need a 100-to-1 ratio. Amrli Rav Tachlifa Bargiza L'Ravina. So Rav Tachlifa Bargiza says, Ravina, if you're going to be choshesh for the tam, that the tam of the achbar is so strong in vinegar, dilmab kitavlin shel truma b'kadei radami. Once you're going to say that it's so strong, it's going to have the capacity to give more tam than any regular taroves, why stop at 100-to-1? Is that the biggest ratio you could find in halacha? No, we find that if you have tavlin shel truma, it's even b'mashahu. So maybe we should say that the achbar is b'mashahu. It's difficult to understand what the comparison to truma is, meaning fundamentally, truma is a gzeres hakasav that you need a 100-to-1 ratio. It has nothing to do with truma doesn't taste any different than any other food. It's a halachic status. Over here, it's all about the taste of the achbar in the vinegar. So that's a little bit difficult. The Tosos points out that Ravina was mishaer to be mevatel with a large the largest ratio you ever have in all of Dine Bittel. So what do you mean? Is 100-to-1 the largest? Kilei Akerim, you need 200-to-1 ratio. Urla, you need 200-to-1 ratio. Yeah, but those are Isuri Hanah, so that doesn't count. As far as Isuri Achila are concerned, then Tos says that the Shear of Truma, by even a 100-to-1 ratio, by Shear of Truma, it's only B'davar Yavesh. If it's a Tarovus of Yavesh B'Yavesh, that you have a stalk of wheat that's Truma and 100 stalks that are not Truma, so that's Yavesh B'Yavesh. But if you have a little bit of Truma wine that gets mixed in with a lot of chulin wine, so then we don't uh, then it's possible b'shishim like anything else. We do not go with a 100 to 1 to 1 ratio. But Tos says, yeah, but what we're saying over here is that it's not an exact comparison anyway, because it's not based fundamentally on the same din. We're just looking for the biggest ratio of bittul. So he says, okay, I'll take the biggest ratio of bittul and I'll apply that to the achbar. Rav Chai shir b'chala b'chamshin. Rav Chai went in the other direction. He thought that when an achbar fell into vinegar, we should measure with a 50 to 1 ratio, and that was enough to be mevatel it, because he holds that the achbar is mashpiach the sheikhar, and they measure b'shishim, whereas b'chometz it's not mashpiach as much, and therefore you can measure it b'chamishim. That's how Tosfos points out. Rav Shmuel b'reid Rav Ikashir b'shichra b'shisin, that in the case of beer, he had the achbar and the beer, he measured it with a 60 to 1 ratio. V'hilchasa, and the bottom line, how we paskin is, Idi v'idi b'shisin, both by beer and by vinegar, if an achbar falls in, it's a 60 to 1 ratio, and, by the way, v'chein kol isurin shabbatorah. And that's the halach in general, that whenever you have an issue of being mevatel tam, the issue of being mevatel tam is always in a 60 to 1 ratio. Rashi points out, except for chametz b'pesach, which is shir b'mashu, because of a gzera atu chametz that's min b'mino, and it's harovs of min b'mino, even b'shari surim is going to be b'mashu. And that is Rashi consistent with his shita throughout Shas. Whenever Rashi talks about a tarovus of min b'mino, he always says, oh, and we know min b'mino is b'mashu. That is shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino is b'mashu. Right? We know min b'she'en o'mino is b'nosin tam. Min b'mino, there is machlokas tanaim. Either it's b'mashu or it's b'rov. Right? And then if it's b'rov, then midrabanon, we say you need shishin. But Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that min b'mino asers b'mashu, and Rashi always sticks with shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Right? It's very rare that Rashi gives us a psak halacha. In a couple of places in Chulin, Rashi says this is how we paskin, and in wherever Rashi does it, we don't paskin that way in Shulchan Aruch. Right? But that's where that Rashi always assumes, like shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, new Mishnah. So the Mishnah explains the din of yayin that's left with a nachri. So for how long can you leave it with him and assume that he didn't tamper with it? So I mean, tamper with it, not do anything unhealthy, but touch it and therefore make it yayin nesach. So Ovid Chavim Shoye Mavir Im Yisrael Kade Yayin. If an Ovid Chavim is transporting jugs of wine that belong to the Jew together with the Jew, Mimakom Lamakom, from one place to another, and the Jew left for some time, Im Haye Becheskas HaMishtamer, if the wine was Becheskas, that it was being watched, that the guy shouldn't touch it, since the Jew did not tell the Nachri that he's going for some distance, that he's leaving for some time, mutter, the wine is going to be mutter. The Gemara is going to discuss what does that mean, cheskas hamishtamer, and the Gemara is going to tell us that even though the Jew may have left, you know, a distance of a sheer mil, a decent distance, but if he didn't tell the Nachri that he was going, it's going to be mutter, because at any moment the Nachri is going to be worried that maybe the Jew is returning. That's how Rashi writes over here, and that's what based on the Gemara. Toso says that it's not enough that you didn't tell him that you went a greater distance, because he can see that you're leaving and you're traveling and you're going further away. You need an additional level of shimur, says Tosos, that is that you have to be able to come bederech hakalson, that he has to be nervous that you're going to sneak back, you know, take some sort of shortcut or surprise route where you'll be able to get right back. And that's what it means when it says cheskas hamishtamer. It doesn't just say shelo hodio. However, the Toras Chaim points out that when the Gemara says derech hakalson, that was dafka legabe peros, because it's meaning when it was talking about taharos of peros, not when it was talking about yayin. And there's a big difference, because if a tamei person just touches the peros, they become tamei right away. When you have sealed barrels of wine, it takes a lot longer to mess that up, right? If you have sealed barrels of wine, he has to unseal it and then touch it and then reseal it. So that may be the derech hakalson is not necessary when it comes to the sealed barrels of wine, against what Tosa says. But anyway, so the Mishnah says, if you left the Nachri with the wine, so if it's becheskas hamishtamer, then it's mutter, because he's afraid that he knows that you don't want him touching your wine, and he's afraid you might come catch him at any time. And therefore, it's going to be mutter. What does mutter mean? Mutter bahana or mutter b'shtia? So the Ritva points out, mutter, everything. But if it was not becheskes hamishtamer, then it's going to be aser entirely. Aser not only b'shtia, but aser ba'anah as well. And even though it's only a suffix, whether he touched it or not, the Ritva writes, but that's what it's mashma from the Lashon of the Mishnah. And plus, if you're choshe that he was nogea b'kavana, then you have to aser even ba'anah. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros Perikid Beis Halachot HaZayin writes that it's only aser b'shtia, not aser ba'anah, if it's not becheskes hamishtamer. So far in the Mishnah we just said if it's becheskes hamishtamer, it's mutter. So the implication is not becheskes hamishtamer, it's aser. So aser b'what? So the Ritva says everything, shtia, hana'a. Whereas the Rambam says no, just aser b'shtia, but mutter ba'anah. And he explains that any barrel that's sealed with even chosam echad, even though a guy is left with it alone, is mutar ba'anah. And even if you're mafkid a chavis by a nachri, the Rambam writes that you need a chosam and to be miyachid a keren zavis in order for it to be mutar ba'anah. But over here, you weren't mafkid bebeso shal nachri. He's just helping you schlep stuff. And therefore, we can get away with less than you can if you're mafkid it by a nachri. Meaning, when you're mafkid by a nachri, you need a double seal in order for it to be mutar ba'anah. But over here, you don't need a double seal for it to be mutar ba'anah. Even a single seal would be enough to make it mutar ba'anah. That's the shita of the Rambam. So says the Mishnah Vayter, imodio shu maflig, and if you tell him, oh, by the way, I'm going to be gone for a while, and you tell him the length of time of kadesha yishtom v'yistom v'yigov, enough time for him to put a hole in the seal of the barrel, and to reseal the hole, and for that new sealant to dry, where you're not going to be able to tell that it was tampered with, that's the amount of time that that if you tell him you're going to be gone for, that the wine is going to be aser. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, no, it's only going to be aser if you tell him that you're going for long enough that he could take off the entire seal, not just put a hole in it and patch it up, but remove the entire seal and replace the entire seal and have that new seal dry up. Now, according to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, they were not choshish for the shear of stimas of closing a hole that you poke in the barrel, because he holds that that's a davar anikar, that the nachri is going to be afraid to do that. He's going to be afraid to tamper with the covering of the barrel that's there, because he's afraid when you come back you're going to see that there's a little patch in the middle of the cover, that it's only if you replace the cover entirely. And the reason is because the seal is always going to be bolet or shokea a little bit more. It's not going to be even with the rest of the barrel. Now Tosas writes in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda that the Mishnah is talking about dafka chavis shel cheres, but if it's chavis shel eitz, it's always going to be aser, because eitz always has cracks in it, and it's very easy to get wine out through a crack, and you don't need to reseal it. So when it comes to eitz, all bets are off. Okay, so now the Mishnah says, so that was case number one. Case number one is the nachri is helping you transport wine from one place to the other. You leave him alone for a little bit. How long do you have to leave him alone for it to be a problem? Machlokas, right? That the Tanakama says enough time to put a hole in the barrel and seal the hole. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no, it has to be a longer period of time, enough time to remove the entire cover of the barrel and replace the entire cover. Case number two: Haminiach yeno bakaron o besvina. You leave wine with the nachri on a wagon or on a boat. Vahalach lo bakapandaria, and the Jew goes to some shortcut somewhere. What does it mean? He goes to some shortcut. It's very solid. The Mishnah says it means that there's a narrow passageway that the wagon won't fit through, but you want to be able to get to your destination, so you say I'll see you later, and you go through the narrow passageway, and the nachri is driving the wagon with all your wine in it. So nichnas to Medina, and then you get to the city Verachatz, and he goes and he spends time in the bathhouse. Mutter, the wine is going to be mutter, because the guy doesn't know that the Jew is going to take such a long time that he's going to go to the spa and enjoy himself and relax, and he thinks that at any moment you might be coming back. But in Modioshu Maflik, but if you let him know I'm not going to be back for some time, how much time? So that's a Vaiter Machlokas, Kadeshi Yishtom V'Yishtom V'Yigov. According to the Tanakama, enough time to put a hole in the top of the barrel and to take some wine out and to seal that hole and to let the sealant dry, and that's going to be Aser. Whereas Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer, Kadeshi Yiftach Esachavis V'Yigov V'Tigov. No, it needs to be more than that. It needs to be enough time to remove the entire cover of the barrel, replace it, and let it dry. So That is case number two, where we have the very same machlokas between the Tanakam and Rosh Gamliel. Case number three, Hamniach Ovid Chavim Bechanus. If a Yisrael leaves an Ovid Chavim in a chanus, in a store, and there is wine that belongs to a Jew in that store, Afal Pisha Yotze V'Nichnas, even though the Jew is Yotze V'Nichnas, he goes out and he comes in all the time, and he doesn't hang out in the store. He doesn't spend a lot of consistent time in that chanus. And the Rashba points out, and who adin if he's maflig, the yain is going to be mutter because he didn't let him know that he's going to be maflug. When it says Yosef v'nichnas, it doesn't tell me that you have to he has to actually have gone in and out. It's just that it's diber behova, the Rashba says. Most people don't leave their chanus with a nachri all day without actually being Yosef v'nichnas, but Yosef v'nichnas doesn't mean that he necessarily has to have been Yosef v'nichnas at all that day, but it's that the nachri thinks that at any moment he'll be Yosef v'nichnas, so then mutter. Then it's going to be mutter v'modio shu maflig. But if you told him you're going to be leaving for some time, then it's going to be aser. How long? Same machlokas. Kadesh yishtom v'yistom v'yigov v'mshum gomliel omer. Kadesh yiftach schav z'yigov v'tigov. That the Tanakama holds enough time to put a hole in the top of the barrel and seal the hole and let it dry. And v'mshum gomliel says enough time to remove the entire top of the barrel and to replace it. So the same machlokas three times. One about where he's helping you schlep wine from one place to the other. Another about where the nachri is on a wagon or a boat. And a third one where the Nachri is left in the Chanus of the Yisrael. So the Gemara is obviously going to discuss why we need to have the same Machlokas in all three circumstances. Now, Hayochel Imo ala Shulchan, if let's say the Nachri is eating together with the Jew on a table, V'niach L'gigin ala Shulchan V'login ala Dulbaki, and the Jew walked out for a moment, and there are bottles of wine on the table, but then there are additional bottles of wine on the side table, which is where they would get extra food in case they ran out of whatever was on the table. They always had a table on the side with the extra stuff, so there was more wine on the side table. V'inicho, and the Yisrael left the Nachri at the table. V'yatza, and he left. Masha sha'ala shulchan aser. Whatever is on the shulchan is going to be aser, because obviously the Nachri is going to touch it. You invited him to eat, so there are open bottles of wine on the table. He's going to take some wine. Sha'ala dul b'ki mutter, but whatever's on the side table, that he's a little reticent about, that he's going to go into your to your stash and he's going to take out more from your bar or whatever, so that he's going to be more reticent about. But v'yamamalo having mozik v'shosa, but if you tell him before you leave, drink to your heart's content, enjoy yourself, you give him like permission to take a little more. So afshaladul b'ki, even though you never said explicitly not just what's on the table, help yourself to the fridge or to this or to that, but with that which is on the dul b'ki, that's meant for this meal. It's not on the table, but it's on the side table, and it's meant to provide for this meal. So then, afshala dulbaki aser, because then he's going to feel emboldened that he'll be able to take the wine from there as well. Chavios psuchos asuros, the open barrels are going to be aser, stumos mutaros, but whatever barrels are sealed or mutter, kadesh yiftach v'yigov v'tigov, provided that you didn't leave him alone for long enough to open the entire seal of the barrel and to reseal it and to let it dry. Now that's interesting, right? Meaning we had three times a machlokas about how long you have to leave him, and then at the end of the Mishnah we say, yeah, the shear is what Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, right? It doesn't even mention the shear of the Chachamim at the end of the Mishnah. So Rashi points out that this is a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rav Shmuel Gamliel, but over here the Mishnah is saying stam from Rav Shmuel Gamliel. We're going to see it at the end of the daf today, that because the Mishnah concludes with the sheet of Rav Shmuel Gamliel, this is what we call machlokas v'yarcha kach stam, where you have a machlokas in the Mishnah and then the Mishnah has a stam Mishnah, the stam part of the Mishnah that assumes like one of those shitos, and therefore we paskin like that shita. Now Tosus raises the question, but if we're talking about a case where you didn't let him know that you're going to be at some distance, then why after that shear is it going to be usher if he's afraid you might come back at any time? And we say that if he's going to do something, that if you catch him, he would be concerned that you're going to assume he's a ganav, then you don't have to be choshesh. He's going to touch it, the wine's going to be mutter. So why are the stumos asuros? So Tosa says that since the Yisrael says to the guy, have mizog v'shosa, the guy is not going to be afraid that you're going to see him opening up a barrel of wine. Because, again, this is a continuation of the case where you're sitting at the table and you tell him, you know, drink whatever you want, enjoy. So the fact that you might walk back at any minute is irrelevant. It's how long did you actually leave him? Because he's not going to be afraid to be caught in such a case, because there's nothing to be caught about. It's exactly what you told him. What you told him to do. Now it's interesting in the poskim. You know, you have this these shiurim of how long it takes for him to open the barrel, close the barrel. So there is a machlokas poskim when it comes to the isser of yichud. We discussed this on Shabbos that whether there is a sheer yichud, right, in order to violate yichud. So it's machlokas poskim. It's a machlokas in the Maral Diskin and the Imre Eish. It's a machlokas from Moshe and Shlomo Zalman. What if you have a chatzi shir yichud? Is that going to be usher as well? So Minchas Yitzchak points, it was asked about going on an elevator with a woman, whether that's an isser of yichud. So he points out that it's a raya from our sugya that there is a shir of whether that shir of isser yichud is usher, because the Rashba in a tshuva writes that the closing the door of a house is not going to be yichud unless it's locked as well. And he says, how do I know that? Because when it comes to leaving yayin nesach, when it comes to leaving yayin rather in a barrel with a nachri, it's only considered to be sealed if there's a sealant on it. So from the dinam of yayin nesach, we learn to the dinam of yichud. Whoa! So apparently there's some sort of parallel between these dinim. So the Sefer Ezer Mikodesh points out from we learn the din of pesach pasuach by yichud from an isha from what we say about yayin nesach. And divrei chazal arani b'makom echad and ashir b'makom acher. And in our sukkah, it's very clear that if the wine was meaning there is a shir for how long you have to leave the wine for it to be problematic. And what if you do pachas mikashir? Do we say, it's also the chachila, it's just not going to answer? But no, pachas mikashir. Heter gamar. So maybe this is a raya. If you really transfer the rules of the dinam of yichud to the dinam of yayin nesach, so maybe that tells you that pachas mikashir is going to be heter gamar. Right? That's the discussion. And maybe by yichud it depends what the nature of the isur yichud is. Is the nature of the isur yichud a chashash bia, or is the nature of the isur yichud a chashash of inappropriate behavior? So maybe the shir is the chashash bia, but pachas mikashir is still going to be asur because of a chashash of inappropriate behavior, or no inappropriate behavior. There is no din yichud on inappropriate behavior. There's only a din yichud when it comes to bia. Okay, so now says the Gemara, hechidam b'cheskas hamishtamer. The Mishnah started out by saying, if the wine is b'cheskas hamishtamer, then it's okay. So what does that mean, b'cheskas hamishtamer? Kiditanya hareisha yichamar v'pol of tunim taros. We have a brisa when it comes to taros. Let's say you have amei aretz and you leave them with your taros. Same type of discussion. When do you assume that it was tampered with? When not? So they're carrying taros, afilu hiflegman yosir mimil, even if you distance yourself from these amei aretz who are dealing with your taros more than a meal away, taros of taros, you could still assume your taros are still tahar. But if you tell them, you guys go ahead, I'm going to be a while, I'll be behind you. So kivin shenasal me'eno mehem, taros of tameos. As soon as you don't see them anymore, you have to assume that they touched your taros and they became tamei. So that's what it means. That you're within a meal, it's becheskas hamishtamer. So maishna reisha, maishna seifa. Why is the din that it says in the reisha different than the din that it says in the seifa? Because it says to unin that they're carrying the taros on their shoulders and they're touching it. So since you see that they're touching the taros, why does it say that the taros are tahoros? So reisha b'metayr chamar v'upol of lekach. No. The case of the reisha is that you were metaher that you're workers, so you're not worried about the fact that they're touching your taros. So, frankly, Mar Yachi Seif Nami. So, what do I care if you're, more than a meal away or whatever, or you don't see them anymore? What difference does it make if you were mitaro all these workers? So, let them touch your taros. They're Torah people. So, says Mar Gemara, it's makpid al naga chavero. I'm not worried about the guys that I hired to work with my taros. I was mitire those guys. But if their friends come along, they're going to let their friends touch it. And that I'm not going to see. Say, yachi afilu resha nami nemahachi. Why don't we say that in the resha as well? Since the balabayas is at a distance, we should be choshish that maybe these other people are touching it. Why are they tahoros? So amrava bibolem derecha kalsom. That the first din is in the case where the balabayas is able to come by surprise. And since they're afraid that the balabai is going to catch them letting their friends touch the taros, they're not going to do that. Iachi sefanami. If that's the case, then even in the second din where he says luchuvani ba'acharechem, shouldn't we assume that they're going to be afraid that he's going to show up at any minute, and therefore they're not going to let their friends touch the taros? Says no. Kivin damlem luchuvani ba'acharechem samchadaitayu. When he says I'm going to be gone for some time, or I'm going to be at a distance from you, then again they're going to feel emboldened to allow their friends to touch the taros. So both in the case where he didn't say I'm going to be at a distance from you, and in the case where he did say I'm going to be at a distance from you, the case was that the workers themselves are tahar. The difference between telling them and not telling them is, will they allow their friends to touch these taharos? Okay, so now we had said in the Mishnah, we had all these different cases. He's helping you schlep the wine, you left him alone in the store, you left it on the wagon, you left him with the wagon or the boat, and we had the same machlokas three times. How long did you have to leave him for it to be a problem? Right? So says Gemara Tzricha, we need the machlokas in all three cases. If the Mishnah would have only said the first din of an Ovid Chavim who is carrying the wine, I would have said Dafka with the guy who is afraid to touch the wine, to suffer Dil Masi V'chazile. Dafka, in that case, the guy is afraid to touch the wine because he assumes that you might catch him, that you might come home and catch him, and therefore there's no Chashash that he's going to touch the wine because he's going to be too afraid. Aval, however, in the second case, Bakaro no Besvina, where he's not just schlepping the wine, he's on a wagon or on a boat. I might assume that the guy is not going to be afraid to touch it because the mafilugol l'svinte, he'll just bring the boat somewhere far away, vavin my dubayin, do as he pleases. Meaning he's on a vehicle where he's able to take it at some distance from where you are, and he could feel safer. V'itan of a karen of a svina, and if it only would have told me the case of the karen of the svina, I would say that's where the nachri is going to be afraid to touch it. Mishum desavar dilma asibur chachriti, because he's going to be afraid that maybe you'll come around the bend somewhere and you'll catch him wherever he is, maybe the Yisrael is going to stand in an elevated location and be able to see a great distance, and wherever I am, he's going to be able to see me. But if you leave him in the chanus, it's an indoor area. So I might think that the nachri will just say, okay, I'll lock the door, and I'll do whatever I want, and he's not going to be able to catch me. So kamash mulan, that's why the Mishnah has to tell me, even in the case of the chanos, to tell me that we're not choshesh, and that the yayin is going to be mutter regardless. So says the Gemara Vayter. Now we had said that there was a machlokas. What is the shear that you have to be choshesh that he is nogeya the yayin? According to the chanos, the shear is that he puts a hole in the magufa and he seals it and he lets it dry. According to Mishum Liel, the shear is longer, that he has to open the entire top of the barrel and reseal and let it dry. So Amar Rab. That the whole machlokas in our Mishnah is in the amount of time to put a hole in it or to remove the whole thing. That's only if it's made out of plaster, where it's always white, and therefore when you reseal it, it's not going to be so recognizable. But if it's made out of tit, apparently tit initially is black, and it takes some time, a couple of days, till it whitens, till it turns white. So in such a case, what, you're going to worry that he's going to put a hole in it and seal it? You put a hole in it and seal it, it's going to be discolored. The color of the rest of the cover is going to be different than the color of the patch. So of course you're going to get caught. So that certainly is not enough time for him to feel like he can touch it. It would have to be enough time to remove the entire thing. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan, Meisvei, Amram Shumungom Liel Chacham, Amram Shumungom Liel Yisrael says to the Chachamim, how can you say that we're choshesh for the making a hole in the barrel? V'alo stumoniker, but isn't it something that's recognizable? Bein milamayla ubein milamata, both on the top, meaning from the outside of the barrel, and also when you take off the seal and you look at the bottom and you see that it's not even, that the patch is not even, it's not flush with the rest of the seal. Well, iam bishlam b'shaltit machlokas, if the whole discussion was when it was the seal is made out of tit, hainu diktani stumo nikr bein milamayla bein milamata. So then I get why it's nikr both milamayla and milamata. But eliam bishal sid machlokas, but if machlokas is made out of sid, bishlam milamata yadia, I understand that it's not going to be flush on the bottom and that you'll recognize it on the bottom, on the inside, elamayla lavi yadia, but it's not nikr on the top because you can smooth it out and even it out on the top. The only reason by tit it's nikr milamayla is because it's a different color, but by seed it's not nikr milamayla. So answer the Gemara that really Rabbi Yochanan is correct, that by tit everyone is moda, the chamar moda from Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel. But Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel who d'liyad my kamer rabbanon, he himself didn't know what the chacham were saying. So v'hachi kamerlu, this is what he said to them, ibishal tit kamrisu, if you're saying your din, that the shear is that to put a hole in the barrel and then seal it, so stumal nicker, and if you said that when the cover of the barrel is made out of tit, well stumal nicker bein milamayla bein milamata, well then you should know that that's recognizable both on the top and on the bottom. And ibishal sid kamrisu, and if you're talking about bishal sid nihit lemayla lo yadia, granted the Jew will never be able to see from looking at the top of it that it was tampered with, but if you put a hole in it, lamata miya yadia, it's still, the Jew will be able to tell as soon as he opens the barrel and he looks on the underside of the cover, he'll see that it's not flush, that it's not even, and he'll be able to catch it. So he was responding to which he said, I don't know which case you're talking about, but you're wrong either way. Either way, if you just put a hole in it, the Jew will catch him. So the Nachri's not going to feel like he can get away with it. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would respond, that the Nachri is going to say to himself, look, as long as it looks good from the outside, then there's not going to be a reisa in the Jew's mind when he comes to open the barrel. He's not going to start examining the inside of the cap to his wine bottle. If it looks good from the outside, it looks like it wasn't tampered with, he's not going to look any further. And therefore, the Nachri will feel emboldened to do something. Inami, or the reason the Rabbanon are not worried about being recognized milamata is zimnin dechalim, that sometimes you can do it perfectly where milamata it's actually going to be perfectly flush with the rest of the seal. Amar Rava, halach Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Now, as far as how long you have to wait, what do we paskin? We paskin that, like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, that it's the amount of time that it takes to remove the entire cover of the barrel and not just to put a nekev katan, a small hole in it. Hole it's on stomach kavasei, because we have a stam mishnah like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. When you have a stam mishnah, that's how we paskin. The Ran points out that it's machlokas ve'achar kach stam, and therefore the halacha is like the stam. The Ritva says, you know, these klalim, Rabbi Yochanan says these klalim, but no one disagrees with these klalim of halacha ve'achar kach stam, and therefore that's how we paskin. We, in addition to that, the Rashbam points out that we have a klal that halach Rav Shmuel Gamliel mishnasenu except for three places. So the fact that Rava has to tell me that we paskin Rav Shmuel Gamliel means that Rava must not hold of that klal, because otherwise it's obvious that we paskin Rav Shmuel Gamliel. But anyway, what's the stam? Ditznan hayochel shulchanim. The Mishnah went on to say that if you're reading at the table with him, v'idiach login al shulchan v'login al adulbaki, and he left some bottles of wine on the table and some bottles of wine on the side table, v'idiach v'yatza, and you left the nachri there alone, mashal shulchan asr, whatever's on the shulchan is asr, mashal adulbaki mutter, and whatever is on the dulbaki is going to be mutter. But v'imamar lo, but if you, the Yisrael said to the nachri, havi mizog v'shosa, while I'm gone, enjoy yourself, drink whatever you want, avshal adulbaki asr, then even that which is on the dulbaki is asr, and chavios psuchos. Then the Mishnah went on to say, and open barrels are asr, stumos mutaros, sealed barrels are mutar. How long can you leave a sealed barrel there and assume it wasn't tampered with? Kideisha yiftach v'yigov v'tigov, to open the entire top of the barrel. There it is, the Mishnah that assumes that that like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Says Mar Pshita. Yeah, that's pretty explicit. So I don't need Rava to tell me that. Now, Mal Dutema Kula Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Katanila Kamash Mulan. I might have thought that that's not a separate statement when it says Kadesh Yivtach V'Yigov V'Tigov. It's just a continuation of the last thing that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is still speaking. That it's not a Stam Mishnah. That this is still me divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It's still Rabbi Shimon Gamliel talking. And that it's still a machlokas. So says Marav Chimeacher de Kaimelon Kavasei. Once we pass an halacha like Rav Shmuel Liel, the Rav Shmuel Liel de lo chayish l'shituma, that we're not worried about making a hole in the barrel and sealing it because he's afraid he's going to be caught. Vilsa Kavasei de Rabbi Eliezer, and we also pass like Rabbi Eliezer de lo chayish l'ziyufa. That was way back on Daf Lamed Aleph, that we're not choshish for a ziyuf, that because it's too much of a tircha to be mezayif for him to forge the seal. So why is it that we never leave wine with Ovdei Kochavim? You put those two things together, and you should never have to. You should never have to worry. So you don't have to worry that he's going to put a hole in it because he's not going to be mezayif, and you don't have to worry that he's going to open the whole thing because you don't leave him for long enough to close the whole thing. So I'm sorry, you don't have to worry about psichus nekev because we pass him from Shum Gamliel. That you never worried about that. You don't worry about him redoing a whole seal because that's a tircha to be mezayif. So answers Gemara Mishum Shaika, that sometimes you have these very, very thin seals on barrels where you don't even need to make a real hole. The holes almost come on their own, and you don't need to be mezayif it to fix it. So then we're going to be choshesh, and that's why we don't leave our wine with Nachrim. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rava on the bottom of the page. Everyone have a wonderful day.